are listening to the Co-Production Podcast brought to you by Cineuropa and Eurimage. I am Domenico Laporta and I'm the editor of Cineuropa, your number one resource for European industry content published daily in four languages. Cineuropa is supported by Creative Europe and you can always access our content for free at cineuropa.org. Today, we are discussing the co-production of a film that premiered with the Cannes label in 2020. I'm talking about Should the Wind Drop, Si le Vent Tombe, directed by Nora Martirosyan, a co-production between France, Belgium, and Armenia. I'm welcoming the three ladies who have co-produced the film. It's a great pleasure to have you here today with us. Can I ask you to introduce yourself and your production company, starting with you, Julie? You are representing Sister Production in France.
My name is Julie Paratian. I was the head producer of Should the Wind Drop. I'm producing from France, from Bordeaux and Paris. And this Sister Production is my own company. Usually I produce author films, either documentary films or fiction. Of the titles people might know, there's Demons in Paradise that premiered in Cannes in 2017. That was the first Tamil director film in the official selection in Cannes. I also co-produced with Tunisia the first feature film of Kawther Ben Hania, The Shalat of Tunis, that was also in Cannes, Acid, but that had a great life in festivals. More recently, I produced Her Job with Greece. That was the first feature film of Nikos Labot, and that premiered in Toronto.
Next up, we have Annabella from Quassa Films in Belgium.
Hi, everybody. So my name is Annabella Nezri. I'm the Belgian producer. I own the company called Quassa Film, based in Brussels, in existence since 7 years. I do mainly fiction, but also documentary and more recently TV series. The two last year, I co-produced the film Jumbo by Zoe Witok, who had its premiere in Sundance and in Berlinale. Also, The Man Who Sold His Skin by Kawther Ben Hania, also a Tunisian director who was in Venice and also nominated for the Best International Picture in the Oscar. I co-produce as well a movie called Time Out. We are in post-production now, and these four films are all co-produced by Eurimage. So it was a good 2 years, very, very important for us and for the European co-production part.
Also with us today, Annie from Aneva Film in Armenia. Welcome.
My name is Annie Vorskanyan. I'm founder and producer of Aneva Production. We established this company in 2014. Before this, I used to work in the industry, but in Moscow. I moved to Armenia in 2012, so spent 2 years. I've decided to establish this company. Mostly, our company is not working on a local market. We are dealing with co-productions with Europe, European countries, Germany, France, and also with Moscow and USA, but it's not official co-production since there is no any legal document regarding with co-production with USA, but we have some kind of co-productions, like they invest in a movie in the industry of Armenia.
Maybe we could start by introducing the story of the film without spoiling it too much.
The idea of the film was to follow a French guy, an auditor in airline matters, that was called by Artsakh, which is a small part of the world that has no official recognition in Caucasus, to call him in order for him to be able to greenlight the opening of the airport, the national airport. And Alain, the guy coming from France, arrives there and deploys all his skills, all his technical skills in order to check the airport, but realizes that what's going wrong there is not technical, is not about rationality, but is more about politics. And once he realizes that, he'll be able to meet the country and understand the reason for life of these people. So it's the story of us meeting with this incredible country, Artsa.
Where did the inspiration of the film come from, and how did you start to develop it?
I can say that the director, Nora Martirosyan, who's originally from Armenia, from Soviet Armenia, she was born there. 10 years ago, she met with this country. It's the symbol of the resistance of the weak people against the strongest countries, and in this case, against Turkey and Azerbaijan. But it's basically for Nora, the reason why she wanted to make this film is that when she went there, when she met this country, she had a very strong feeling of peace, of humanity, and of resilience. And I think that she did everything that was possible in order to tell that through cinema.
So she came to you first, and then at some point you started collaborating with the two other co-producers. How did that happen? Where did you meet? How did it start?
It all started in Cannes, actually. She had a project at l'Atelier de la Ciné Fondation, where she actually won the prize, the Arte Prize, the Arte International Prize. And at that point, I really wanted to work with her, but actually on a short film, which actually we did first before the feature film. And somehow working on the short film was a way for us to kind of feel that we were on the same line and that we wanted to develop the same story in the same way. Of course, it was kind of difficult to envision the working in Armenia without an Armenian producer. So that was the first step that we took. And when we met Annie, we realized that it was possible to make this film. We went there and, you know, we met with her team. That was great because Nora was always telling me, forget about the French stuff. You know, in Armenia, everything is possible. So, you know, and I was like, yes, everything is possible, but still, you know, you need money. So that was our first step. And then Annabella, I know her for a very long time and we work very well together. And actually, the first very good time we had together was also in Yerevan a long time ago. And I immediately proposed the project to Annabella, and they loved, I think they loved the story. For us, it was very important to have women and to have women who believed in that project.
Was the development a long process? When you started with the first idea, going through all the process of developing the script, how much time did it take?
For the director, it took 10 years from the idea until the film was finished. For me, it was 6 years from the time I met her, because before that, she even built her own production company. She was so strong about wanting to make this film that she said, okay, you know, I need a script, I need a production company. So she's like that. I guess a lot of Armenian people are like that. Okay, you need that, you make it, you know, you make it happen. But for production, it was a bit difficult, and I guess she was happy that someone took over with this task. So when I met her, we had to really understand how we could tell this country how we could give life to this country, but through fiction, so that the film didn't stay at a level of documentary, because it was very clear from the beginning that in order to sense the poetry of the country, we had to go through a fiction film, and we had to come to Artsakh with a foreign eye, that was the one of Alain.
Annabella, Annie, did you manage to find funding for the development of the story in your countries? For example, Belgium, did you apply for funding in development?
Actually not, because for minority project it's quite complicated to find a development fund, but I was quite astonished because we get the fund for the production really quickly the first time, and it's really competitive in the Fédération Wallonie-Bruxelles, the Belgian fund, and honestly there's no really Belgian element, I mean artistic element in the screenplay, of course, because of the story. And we get the fund directly because the story was so touching, moving, it was so smart, and the way Nora treated it. And I think the fact that maybe a lot of us didn't know the story, the political situation and everything, it was so incredible that it was in a sense also universal, because it's a situation of a population that you can find in other region. So yeah, and we get also the fund from the tax shelter and of course from Eurimage. But yeah, I was quite really happy the way it went, and yeah, I think Julie as well. And finally, we get elements from the crew, of course, and we try to have element for the cast. It was quite complicated to find a cast who can talk the both languages and to make a good balance between it. So we tried. We had a casting here, and unfortunately, we didn't find actors who can could fit.
Julie, what is the budget of the film?
1.2 million euros.
How is the budget dispatched between the three countries? For example, what is the Belgian part in the film?
The Belgian part of the movie, it's 190,000 euro, so it's more or less 15% of the total budget.
And Annie, what about Armenia? What did you bring into the project?
It's approximately 15%. It's about 164,000. The thing is that financing, it's complicated in Armenia, since there is only one governmental financing fund that's financing industry. It's National Cinema Center of Armenia under the Ministry of Culture. So if we talk about development, since they came to me and we came together on a production stage, there wasn't any need in development funding. But in general, they have development financing. It's very less. And because of this, we applied for a production stage. And it's also for Armenia, it was not small financing amount, but for European countries, it's a very small amount. But somehow also we tried to get some distribution financing from Russia, or because the market is very small in Armenia and there is no some huge distribution network like in Europe. So we somehow get this financing as much as we could. Also, Euromash definitely gave its huge part, which is, of course, very strong financing for Armenia, because for this time, it was third time that Armenia had financing from Euromash.
So funding the film partially in Armenia comes with conditions. Was it mostly locations and shooting, or did you also brought some crew in the project? How did you manage the technical part of the film?
I presented to Julie and Nora the opportunities of Armenia filming, crew, technical opportunities.
For us, it was very important that we would make the film together. We didn't want to be, you know, the French people coming with our crew. And one joke we had between us is that if we were coming to Armenia, we wanted to eat Armenian, we wanted to speak Armenian, we wanted to really have as much as possible a cultural experience, not only a cinema experience. And that was something that I think was great also about Nora, because she was really a bicultural person who was able to make all these people, because there was also someone coming from Belgium, all these people connect.
Yeah, and we are from our side did all possible things that people from abroad feel comfortable, because they didn't come for 10, 20 days, they came for 2 months. We tried to do our best for these people to feel comfortable in our country.
And Annabella, did you send anyone from Belgium in that country, or was it mostly post-production?
We sent the DIT. He was from Belgium, and after it was mainly the post-production.
What would you say were the main challenges while making this film? Because it seems that development has a huge part in complications, because it took some time to define the idea and to find the right approach. But once the shooting started, did you encounter anything difficult or more difficult than shooting your other pictures?
I think the film was a challenge in itself. I think it required to be very, very lucky, which we were. Honestly, I mean, so many things would have gone wrong. I mean, as in any shooting. But in that case, because the political situation in Artsakh is so fragile, when you know that 2 years after there has been a war, and then in 2016 there had been already a war moment, that was the main challenge. How could you convince people coming from abroad to feel safe enough to come to a place where you were not able to say, okay, nothing will happen? So I had a lot of people from France saying, well, I just had a kid, you know, my wife doesn't want me to come. So that was the first challenge. The second challenge was financial, because it was a very, very strong film. I mean, a very strong story, as Annabella said, but it was also coming from a director who was mainly an artist. So the previous work that she had done was very special. So that was the second thing that was a challenge. The third thing was that we got almost 60% of the financing the last month before we came. Meaning, Annabella, you will say, the Belgian money, the Eurimage money, the chiffrage of Avance sur Recette, and from Armenia, maybe Annie wants to comment on that, we had to redo kind of the process of getting the money from Armenia during the shooting, because there had been some political changes in Armenia. I don't know how much you want to say about that. So yes, a lot of luck was necessary.
I can say about this, but I don't believe that anyone understands what I'm telling. Just in the process of applying for NCCA, for Armenian financing, the revolution in 2018 started. And we're preparing documents, and out of our office, the crowd was crying and saying some kind of things. I mean, the revolution was in a very hot point, and we were preparing our documentations for financing. So our pitching was on the third day of the shooting for confirmation of this financing. So
when Julie told me, okay, we're gonna shoot this summer, I think it was in May, I say, what? Are you crazy? She said, no, we don't have the choice. I have the feeling that we have to shoot. I said, maybe we can wait next year. We have the time to find the money in Armenia and to to fill in a little bit the gap, because the gap was pretty big and it was a small budget. So finally, I think it's also our job, you know, the intuition and the fact that she said, okay, I can feel with Nora that we have to do it now. So I said, okay, I trust you if you think that you have to go. And finally, she was right, because after all, the location was not the same, because there were the war. So I think, yeah, she took risk. Actually, we took risk altogether, but I think it was the right choice.
So Annabella trusts to Julie, Julie trusts to me, I trust to Nora, Nora trusts to her. This is how we did film.
Yeah, because also it was not so easy. I mean, the preparation, you know, when you only have 2 months and when you have to travel there, you know, you have to take a plane, and after you have to take your cars or bus, it's 8 hours to get to the region. And honestly, I couldn't get to the shooting because it was too complicated. I had to have something like 10 days to go there. So, you know, it's not a Ryanair that you take to go to Nice. It's also complicated to move all the crew. So all the preparation, I think I wasn't there, but I think it was also a big challenge.
And then you completed the film and the challenges were not over, because then COVID happened and you had to release the film and premiere the film somewhere. How did that go? Because the film got the Cannes label, I think it was part of Acid in 2020, but it was a virtual edition. So can you tell us a little bit about the sales and the distribution, and where is the film now? Where can we watch it?
That was our goal, to be in Cannes. But we thought we could be in Cannes maybe in 2019, but we didn't make it because the editing took a long time, which is totally usual for first films like that. So we were ready for 2020, and it was not even a virtual edition. It was a no edition. So we had the chance to be the first film in the history of Cannes to have a double label from Acid, which means from the kind of most author label in Cannes, and the official selection. But we were not able to show the film. Then in summer, we had to change distributor in France, because the distributor that started the project had a big financial crisis during summer, and we had to switch. And then after the COVID crisis came the war in Artsakh. Basically, cinema was coming on the secondary plan, because what we were all thinking of was, will the people we know from there survive? Will the airport survive? Will the friends and family we have there survive? So it was a bit weird to be in a position where we want to show the film, we want to defend the film, but first of all, we were thinking about life, you know?
Obviously, yes, the release happened in a very emotional context and a very sociological context as well. But is the film visible in Armenia? Is the audience able to watch the film?
Yes, we did on 11th of March this year. 11th of March, we started distribution. As much as they had the mood to go to the cinema and watch any kind of film, they did. Definitely, previous circumstance had their impact for the box office, definitely. But first time it was screened on Golden Apricot International Festival. And then on 11th of March, we organized some kind of release, and some small amount of people saw the film. But also, again, don't forget that the market here is not so huge. So and they mostly, I believe the mood was the not so, their mood wasn't for going to cinema to watch some kind of film, and especially this film. But I want to say that Recently, we talked to Nora about this film, and we were discussing the very strong thing about strong minds, about that all the way from the very beginning of this film, it's like one huge complicated puzzle of God, that he puts these small pieces and all the final picture came together. And sometime I just keep in mind what would happen if we were on shooting in Karabakh and somehow war started for those time. And it was really risky. So maybe it was right time to shoot this story in Karabakh in 2018. And I think it's something miracle that happened with this film.
It's time to wrap this up. If you enjoyed this new episode of the Co-Production Podcast, don't miss the other ones. You can subscribe to Apple Music, Spotify, Google, and many other podcast platforms out there. The episodes are also available on cineuropa.org. Julie, Annabella, Annie, thank you for accepting to be the guests of the Co-Production Podcast today. I wish you all the best for your future projects. I hope that you will always have the same luck and always the same shining star over your project. It seems indeed miraculous, and I'm recommending the film Si le vent tombe. Keep making films. We'll keep watching them. Thank you.